Phone Boy Speaks, episode 455, SoftBank Eyes T-Mobile.
Masayoshi San, the CEO of SoftBank, is a carrier in Japan who also happens to own Sprint here in the U.S. They're trying to convince everybody that them purchasing T-Mobile and combining it with Sprint would be a good thing for the American market. And, you know, they're pointing to their example in, you know, Japan, which is exactly what SoftBank did in Japan. They purchased an ailing, Vodafone unit from Vodafone and turned it into SoftBank. And they basically, built out their network and reduced the prices and essentially got in a price war in Japan. And so now the pricing has got down to the point where it's fairly competitive. They're all the carriers are making roughly the same amount per user, and and they're still number three, but the gap between number three and number one is a bit smaller now. Now it also probably helps that that SoftBank was the first carrier to get the iPhone in Japan, which turned into be a good thing, and now Docomo has it and stuff. But anyway, I'm not convinced that what SoftBank did in Japan, they're going to be able to do the same thing in the U.S. I mean, first of all, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission has come out and said, when AT&T tried to purchase T-Mobile USA a while back, they said really four carriers is the right amount of carriers for the U.S. We don't really want any, we don't want less major carriers than that. Now, there are some smaller carriers, but over time, the smaller carriers have been assimilated into the larger carriers. And I suspect that a lot of those smaller carriers are going to end up going away, and they're going to, end up as part of one of the bigger carriers. That just seems to be the path that all of this stuff goes on. And who knows? Those smaller carriers will still continue to exist, but for the kind of scale that Masayoshi-san is looking for, he's really trying to, he wants to build a bigger carrier so that he can actually do this game. But, unfortunately, Sprint has had kind of a mired past with acquisitions, and, they have a lot of spectrum, and they have, it doesn't have any capability. I mean, John Ledger said this, of Sprint a while back, and that seems to be the situation. And so they unfortunately keep losing customers. That's probably not helping their cause either. But the problem is that Sprint has tried, they purchased Nextel a while back, and they never quite got the networks integrated. I mean, it took them a very long time to wind that down, and they also dabbled around in WiMAX for a while for their 4G, and I think they bought Clearwire and such, and then they're trying to build an LTE network, and so they have all of this stuff. It's not all compatible, and then they, and as a result, they have they're spread thin on many different types of technology, and they need to solve their own house. And I don't think adding T-Mobile is going to necessarily make anything better in that regard, because now they're going to have more spectrum, which is fine, but they're going to have less. They're going to have more things to try and integrate. So long story short, I don't think it's going to happen. And I know Masayoshi-san is really trying to get people convinced of this idea, but the history just doesn't bode well here. And as I say, the FCC has been pretty clear they don't want it to go below four national carriers. And realistically, T-Mobile has done some stuff to disrupt pricing. Now, it turns out that if you look at the amount of money that the carriers are making off of users with all of these changes, that the numbers haven't really changed that much. What has happened is the subsidy model has changed. So now, instead of having your phone subsidized as part of your part of a 2-year contract, now you're buying the phone outright, or you're financing it with in paying for it over the course of 2 years or whatever. But either way, it gets that off the carrier's books. It's now the end user owns the device outright. It's not like it's being leased or something. I mean, it kind of is, but the carriers have lowered the prices. But if they've also in some cases increased the amount of data that you get or something. But if you look at the amount of money that the carriers are bringing in, that really hasn't changed that much. The value has gone up for sure. In other words, we're now getting more for the same amount of money, which isn't a bad thing entirely. So, I'd like to see the prices come down a little bit, and that's what Masayoshi-san is promising with this change. But it's going to be a while. Even if it is approved, I mean, I don't put it past the government to ultimately approve this merger. If first of all, there hasn't been a formal offer, but I assume an offer could be made, and they may figure out some way to do it and get the government to approve. But I just don't see it. I don't know. It's going to take a long time, and I still like the idea of having four carriers, and I think a lot of other people do too. And I think T-Mobile is doing a fine job disrupting things themselves. My response to Masayoshi-san and hopefully everybody else's is, look, if you want to do a price war, go for it. But I think you're going to have to take you need to fix Sprint first before they can do that. And Sprint is. Has had issues for a long, long, long time, and they're not getting. It's like they don't have the basics right. Whereas T-Mobile has its own coverage issues too, and they've been very clear about how they're going to address that. I haven't heard that from Sprint, right? How are they going to address their coverage issues? How are they going to address the fact that their network is slower than anybody else's? I think Sprint's got other issues that they need to clean up their own stuff before they try and assimilate yet another network and ultimately create less competition, or less possible choices for the average American consumer.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.